We are up to Simin Tov Kuf Tzadi, the Seder of Tkiyas Shofar. We'll be learning the first three Se'ifim. Kama Tkiyas Chayav Adam L'Shmua B'Rosh Hashanah. How many Tkiyas does one have to hear on Rosh Hashanah? Tkiyas here means sounds. Teisha Midaraisa, one has to hear nine sounds. L'fi Shenemer Trua B'Yovel. The Pasuk says Trua in the case of Yovel. That means the Yom Kippur of Yovel. It says there, Avavarta Shofar Trua, Uba Rosh Hashanah, and it says in Rosh Hashanah twice, Shabbos and Zichron Trua and Yom Trua Yolachem, Gimel Pamim. Altogether, that adds up to three times. So three times we have the inyan of Trua. V'chol Trua Pshuta L'Fanel Pshuta L'Achreel. And every Trua has to be preceded and followed by a Tkia. Where do we learn that out of? Because Vahavarta teaches us that you have to have a Tkia L'Faneha. Taviru Shofar teaches us you have to have a Tkia L'Achreel. So it's three truas, and therefore two tkiyas for each of the two of the truas, which means three truas and six tkiyas. Umepia shmualamdu shakol trua shal chodesh ashvi echodhein, bein barashana bein Yom Kippur. Even though the one of Yovel is talking about Yom Kippur, we have a Kabbalah that all of them are really related, they're the same thing. Bein Yom Kippur shal Yovel. Teishat kiyas tokim b'chol echad mishnehem. Tarat, tarat, tarat. Midoraisa, what do we learn? That you have to have, for all of the blowings on Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur of Yovel, they all have to have three truas. Each of those truas is preceded and followed by a tkiya. So it's tkiya, trua, tkiya three times. That is midoraisa. Siv beis. Trua zo wamura betorah. Nistapik lanu imhi hayololo shanu korim trua. We do not know what the trua in the Torah means. Does it mean what we call trua, which is a wailing sound? Does it mean what we call shvarim, which is a sigh? Or does it mean a shvarim trua, a sigh and then a wailing noise? Why is that? Because we find the Targum Unkelis uses the word yubova to describe, as a translation for trua. We find Vatiyabev Em Sisro. Sisro's mother, when she was worrying over his lack of return, and then and wailing over the fact that it looks like this time he was not going to return from battle. So we know that Yolola, therefore, we know that a Yabevta is a, or Yabava is either a sigh or a wail, and we're not sure. Is it a sighing noise, a wailing noise, or the two together? Lefikach, kidei lotzas yidei safik, in order to avoid all safik, sarach litkoa tashrat gimel pamim, tashat gimel pamim, vatarat gimel pamim. Therefore, we have to blow nine kolis, including all three, including the truas, three times. One's considering the trua yolola, what we call trua. One's doing it, what we call a gemicha or a sigh, what we call shvarim, do that three times, and once with the two together. Now, why can't you just do tkiya shvarim trua tkiya? You have a shvarim there and a trua there. The teretz is because if it's only trua, shvarim's a hefsik. If it's only shvarim, then trua is a hefsik. So what we do is we do the three of them. It's either tkiya shvarim trua tkiya, tkiya shvarim tkiya, and tkiya trua tkiya. Now, all of this is with regard to the nature of the sound. So we've already arrived at what we call 30 kolis, although it's not really 30, because what we're really doing is 9 three times, which is 27. We call it 30 kolis, because three of those kolis are shvarim trua. Now, Siv Gimel, how long are these kolis? How long is it tkiya? How long is a shvarim? Yesh omim sheshir tkiya trua. So this, the Mishnah Berurah says, is not Yesh Omrim, but everyone agrees. A tkiya is as long as a trua. The minimum length of a tkiya has to be the size of a complete trua. Meaning, when you make all of your truas together, the entire trua sound, all of the little sounds that make up a trua, but if you put them all together, that should equal the size of a tkiya. A tkiya should not be smaller than that. The shir, and everyone agrees to that. Even though it says Yesh Omrim here, really everyone agrees to that, and the two days are past that point. The shir trua kishloshi yabavis. Everyone agrees that the shir of trua is three yabavis. Now what is that? Dahainu, Gimel Koches Bialma Kolshehu. Veim Nikroen Trumaitin. The first opinion holds that a trua is three trumaitin. A trumait is da, one sound, a simple sound. Three trumaitin is da da da. So according to this first opinion, a trua is da da da. So how long does a tkiya have to be? The size, the length of three trumaitin. Ulafizet sarach lizayir shlo yarech b'shever k'shlosha trumaitun. How long is a shvarim? Longer than ta. It's a little longer. How long can it be? It's somewhere between one trumait and three trumaitin. Once it with three trumaitin, it's a kosher tkiya. If it's one trumait, it's a trua. So it's got to be longer than one simple sound and shorter than three simple sounds. Says the Ramah, V'yeshomrim dein lachush im herech b'shvarim tzas ulovat shalo yarech yosumidai v'chein noagim. What is the Ramah saying? The Ramah is saying like this. True, when you're dealing with a tkiya, true a tkiya, the tkiya has to be three trumaitin minimum. But when you're dealing with tkiya shvarim tkiya, the shvarim is longer than a trua. Otherwise it wouldn't be a shvarim, it would have been a trua. So the shever, let's say, would be 1.5 or even 2 trumaitin. If a shever is 2 trumaitin, so what's 3 of them? What is 3 shvarim? 6 trumaitin. So you're allowed to have a shvarim that is longer than 3 trumaitin, because that's not yet a tkiya. A tkiya would have to be the size of 3 of your shvarims in the Seder of Shvarim. So why should we have to be makbid that the shvarim not be longer than 3 trumaitin? It can be as long as maybe even 6 trumaitin. So the first daya holds that the length of a tkiya in the entire tkiya shofar is based on the size of a trua. Whereas the Ramaz Yesh Omrim holds that in every Seder, it depends. The size of the tkiya and tkiya trua tkiya would have to be 3 trumaitin. In the case of tkiya shvarim trua, it would have to be the size of 3 shvarims, which is going to be a lot longer. So we have a machlokis, the machaber, and the Ramah within the first daya. The first daya that holds that a true is 3 trumaitin, do they hold that a tkiya is 3 trumaitin even in shvarim? A tkiya of trua would of course be 3 trumaitin, but a tkiya of shvarim should give you at least 6 trumait. Shein Kain, the machaber, says, yotze mechol shever v'nasa tkiya. V'tzarech laharech b'tkiya shel tashrat, yosem shel tashat v'shel tashat, yosem shel tarat. The Mechaber is saying, even though I told you that a shever that's 3 trumaitin is considered a suffix tkiya, nevertheless, when you blow a tkiya in tashat, in tkiya shvarim tkiya, make sure that it's longer than 3 trumaitin, because a shever is longer than a trumait. So 3 shvarim would be longer than 3 trumaitin. Umiyu imarech harbe b'chol tkiya ein lochu she'ein lashir lamala. So what does the Mechaber hold? That you can make the tkiya as long as you want, and this no one argues with. Your tkiya could be as long as you want. So even if you hold that a true is 3 trumaitin, just 3 simple kolas, you can blow a tkiya that'll take you a minute. V'chein b'trua, yochel aharech bo kamo sheyirtze. If you want to blow as many truas as you want, that's fine, as long as they're short sounds. If you want to blow more than 3 shvarim, so you're not allowed to make long shvarim, but you can make many shvarim. Now the Mishtabur brings down that there is a daya that you should not have more than 3 shvarim, and he says that it's right to be choshesh for that shita. Then the Mechaber goes on, v'yashomim sheshir yibava gimel trumaitin, v'shir trua kesholosh yibavas. The second opinion holds that a yabava is 3 trumaitin, and that a trua is 3 yabavas, which means that a trua is 9 simple sounds. Shehem tes trumaitin, v'shir tkiya gam kein tisha trumaitin. So the tkiya of tkiya shvarm tkiya, of tkiya trua tkiya, according to that, would have to be 9 trumaitin. So you're allowed to make longer shvarim as they don't more than 9. The tzarech laharich b'tkiya shel tashrat kashir yud beiz trumaitin, and you have to have the tkiya in tashrat to be 12 trumaitin. Mr. Burr says this is a mistake. What he means is 18 trumaitin. because 9 termitin for the trua and another 9 for the shvarim. Umishal oherech betkiya kashir hazeh veherech b'shvarim lokiya mitzvah lokamar velokamar. The halacha is that if you blew a longer shvarim and a shorter tkiya, that is a stira minei ubei. So what would you have to do? You'll have to make sure that you either blow shvarims that are shorter than 3 or tkiyas that are really 18. This way you're sticking to one of the two yesh omrims. Whereas if you're going to end up blowing shvarim more than 3 and a tkiyah that is shorter than 18, here you're going to have a problem of atarti disaster.